it's in Mishnah Dalit to follow. And Binyan Mister Bekelim. So the Beis Hillel Shita is in Binyan Mister Bekelim. So we pass on Beis Hillel. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, but Tosfos says, "V'hani mili she'ena binyan mamish." Now, so the example which the Rishonim say is that you have a weakened, weak, broken chavis being held together, you know, by zephis. So over there, so that's not a significant problem of stira. Kigan chavis. I'm skipping the Ramah for a second. Shinish bara. So the more I refer to this as a mistaki or a mustaki. It's broken. The medivik shor ab zephis, and you glued it together. You held. You put it back together again with pitch, not with tar. So now, so there's no problem with stira. Yochel shabra likach masha b'sechus. You can break that keli to get that which is inside of it. So the mission says in Masechta Shabbos, and that kuf me'vav that shabra adam as a chavis. You can break the chavis to get that which is inside the chavis. We're talking about the case of Ein Binyan Mister Bekelim because it's not a kli gomer. So why is not a kli gomer? It's already broken kli which has been put together with glue. So you're breaking it apart. Now comes the Ramah, and the Ramah adds Shein Machzek as I brought you Masa. Even in a scenario where it's this type of kli, if it holds 40 saw in the Gabi Hitler's Tum and Tahara, something which holds 40 saw is considered like karka. It doesn't move. It's too large to move because of its weight and its contents, etc. And therefore, the derech is to leave it in one place. So it gets a lacha like karka. It gets a lacha as if it's attached to the karka. So this kula which we have of steer which is not steer gemura is a halach and kalim. If it holds 40 saw, it's like carcass, and then even though it's a minimal stira, the carcass, even a minimal stira, is a problem. Okay? That's how to understand the Ramah. Now, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, even in this Kli Ra'ua and Garua, this minimalistic kli, which has been broken and glued together, it's not a chash of a thing. So you don't have a problem of stira when you break it open, but you do have another problem of binyan. Mavachal yechabim lanakva neck of yafa shiyil on the pesach. Timken havali mesakan mona. But if you make a very, very well-developed opening, which allows you to take the things out in a very, very precise way, etc., so that itself is a form of binyan. You made this nice, usable nekev. Okay. So there's a heter to break it open to get what's inside, but it cannot be done in a way that you're making this very efficient, usable, reusable opening.
Abim Hishleim. Why would you show up? It doesn't sound as though you're doing something carefully, making a particularly useful opening.
Neck of Yafa? What is the neck of Yafa?
Show up, it doesn't sound like you're making a neck of Yafa. Why show up? You're breaking it.
That's exactly said. The Yachol Shabbat Likamash Besach. Chubavashal Yechavim Lakva Yat Nekav Yafa Shilo LePesach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why does he have to add this qualification?
Okay. But the more he adds that qualification, that this heter over here is because, like you said, you're doing just a shvira. But if you'd be doing a Nekav Yafa, it'd be a problem. We'll see in the Mishabura. Let's say you chop off the whole top. But you do it in such a way that it's reusable as an opening. That's also problematic. So that would be more the case which we'd have to be concerned about. Now, Hishlema, but the Shulchan Aruch says, but if the kli was a shalim kli to start with, so also the shabra filo be'inyan shena oisa kli. So then there's an issur to abstira. So even though you're not making a kli, you're not in any way enhancing the kli by breaking it open. You're just making this haphazard, jagged opening which is not really usable. So mitzad binyan, there's no binyan of making a new access point to the kli. But there's a steerer problem, you're breaking the kli. And by kli gomer, there is a problem. Just like there's a problem of binyan, there's a problem of steerer. Okay. Vafilu nekav ba'alma is osur linkav ha-mechadosh. So in this kli which is sholing, you can't make a nekav ba'alma, even though it's not a nekav yafa, is going to be a problem if it's a new opening. Vafilu yeshva nekav chadosh, and if there already was a hole there, imachivai osur, going and extending the opening is going to be problematic. The Ramah says Mavasha Yiskavan Lekach. That's only a problem if that's your intent. Okay. Now, the Mishabur is going to point out that this is the Ramah over here is actually not saying his own personal shita. He's explaining the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah is going to bring later on the shita which holds even Akkam is going to be problematic. Now, we're going to talk about a case where there already was a hole and you're just reopening the hole. At what point is that considered just reopening a hole, which is mutter? At what point is it considered that the original hole is gone and now you're making a brand new, it's like making a brand new hole and it's a problem. We'll get to that. Let's say there was a knife which was had been forced into the chavis. It went all the way through until the opening, inside. So that's potentially an opening in the chavis. But right now it's filled with this knife, so nothing is coming out. He wants to pull out the knife on Shabbos to let the liquid out. Mutaloid Tzio, he can take the knife out, Lachnis, he can put it back in to stop up the hole. She'en miskaven lohesa. Because even though every time you take it out, you put it back in, you really are expanding the opening a little bit. But we said before to expand it is osur, but since that's not your kavana, it's mutter. That's why the Rambam added in the line before when he said that it's osur because you're having kavana. Because the het over here is because you're not having kavana. That's why it's mutter. Okay, now, is that the Ramah? Now, this hat over here, I'm not having kavanah, depends if it's a psik resha or not. So, when would it be a psik resha that you're going to be expanding the opening, and when not, depends. So, the Ramah, v'dafka sheitzio gamken pamachas v'mbojam. The person has thrust this knife into this, let's say, this wooden barrel. It's in there very tightly. The first time he takes it out, by definition, there's going to be some expansion taking place of the hole. So the only time it's mutter over here is if the person. So the Ramah is saying it's a problem to expand the hole even without kavanah. It's a psikresha that is expanding. It's a problem. So the only eitz over here is the case where the person had thrust it in before Shabbos, also had removed it from the opening before Shabbos, and then put it back into the opening. So at that point in time already, it's not a psikresha that's going to be expanding the opening. He's making an opening. Over here, it's going to be expanding the opening. Klishan Yisra'eya, Yimutta Litum Menucheres, Ayim Le'el V'Simen Shinches, Sif Mem Dalad. So, if I want to break off this kli, which is broken already, I want to pull off a piece of the broken shards from the kli to use, that was discussed before. The Chara. You're not really breaking anything off. It's broken already. It has not been detached totally yet from its makom. So that's the question. Okay, there's a lot of mishaber over here. So we differentiated between a kli gomer and a kli which is a kli ra'uah. An example of kli ra'uah is a kli which is made out of itself is made out of various pieces which have been glued together. So we said there's no binyan misir b'kelim, but it's only by eino binyan mamish. A binyan gomer ustira gemura shaykan b'kelim. True bona fide binyan or true bona fide stira applies to kelim as well. Therefore, l'chein davka b'deb b'dibek shvoreha b'zefis yachol l'shavra. So this idea that you're breaking the chavis to get the contents is only mutter by this kli re'uah which has already been broken. Dein zu stira gemura. That's not considered stira gemura. But if there was a full bona fide kli, so then the act of being shiver is mamas stira. You're taking this nice functional real kli and you're breaking it. That's stira gemurah. But also I feel kli chatan, that's going to be usher, even though it doesn't hold, kli chatan never means it doesn't hold 40 sura, because 40 sura is a problem on its own. Okay. The Kamam is Sif Yud. The Hani Chavius Ketanish Shal Merkachas.
Sif Yud.
What do you have?
Yes.
No. I don't know. It's a Sif Yud.
Oh yeah, right.
I know Tess.
I have Yud. I have Yud. Yeah, okay, now you know what a Tess looks like. I made a typo somewhere.
It's in Siv Zion. No, I mean I don't see that. I mean I don't see it in Siv Yud either.
Yeah.
Or Siv Tes.
Right.
So I'm just trying to figure out like what was written there that they came up with this. Fine. It says later on somewhere. So you have these small containers which you had some type of a mixture inside them. Also, you can't take off the bands. You have the metal bands which hold the barrel together. So you want to get the contents out, you pull off the bands. So you can't do that. You may not do that. That's called steer. You're breaking open your kli. The strips of wood which make the container will no longer stay together. You don't have a container anymore. It's mamash being source of the kli. Well, the chavish mudekas v'shreb is ephes, which the charwal. It's not really a good kli. It's a kli which is, can't stay together by itself, and you have to put something on to hold it in place. So it's like. Maybe that's like gluing something on, right? And we said you can break the places where it's glued, so you can, this thing is, I mean, you think about it, like, you know, it's these strips of wood which mamish cannot stay together until you put this hoop around it. So you take the hoop off, you say, yeah, it's a grace of mice, a grace of kli. It wasn't really a kli to start with, so therefore it's not considered, maybe you should argue it's not considered soister to take it apart. So no. But that's how you make the kli. So that becomes the kli. But over here, the chavis was a chavis made out of earthenware. You broke the pieces, and then you glued them together. So, oh, that's how you make a kli. That's not how you make a kli. You don't make a kli like that. But over here, the way you make these barrels is by bending the wood and putting the hoops in place to hold the bent wood in place. Now, you may have a goy do that. If what's holding in place is not these metal hoops, it's just a rope tied around it, you could argue that that's more like this case over here. That's not really a normal way to have the kli. It's not like a broken kli. You have strips of wood which can't stay in place with the rope tied around it, holding it in place. So that's not really a kli. So therefore, even I sell it to mutter and take it apart. So this hat is only talking about a kli which doesn't hold 40 saw. So once it's like an oil, it's like this building. So an oil, there's been a binyan mistira. So this is an oil. I said before because it's like attached to the ground. Mishabur is not saying that. Mishabur is saying a different hasbur. So I'm retracting what I'm saying. That the Mishabur says the point is like an oil. It's large enough, it becomes like an oil. And oil, by definition, has binyan mistira applied to it. And that applies even to binyan mistira called to who? 40 saw and arbaim saw. So hainu amal alama brum shalashamas imay ve'adifanas beloy ovi haliz liz liz bezin who come with zara sovi v'etzel svasa raglayim. So it's the size of this container is an amma by 3 ammas. So it's 3 cubic ammas. That's considered the amount which holds 40 saw. So for example, some bookcases, right? Their configuration is a little bit different. They're saying they're usually 12 inches deep. So it's not an amma, it's like a half an amma. But they could be 36 inches wide, which is an amma and a half, and they could be more than 3 ammas tall, depending how tall it is. So you get the equivalent of this shear of an amma by 3 ammas. Now you calculate the amma by the amma, so we don't calculate it just by the content that it holds. We count the thickness of the walls towards the shear of the 40 saw. Am I making sense? So you say if this kli, including the area where the walls is large enough that it would hold, if had that space been hollow, it would hold 40 saw. Even if part of it is filled with the kli, that's still called it holds 40 saw. But you don't count the lizvasin, which is the zer sovev etzel svasa. If you have like a crown which goes around the top, you have like this protrusion on top, that's not calculated into the shear of the 40 saw, that area. It's the area which you would normally store things in, up to the top and not beyond that. And if it has feet that it stands on, the area where the feet are below, you don't count either.
The vaz basin.
Okay. Fine. So now that it doesn't hold 40 saw, and it was made out of a broken kli to start with, so there's no problem of a stira. Therefore, yechol shavra. I forgot to say that the heter shira hu afilu shalom b'malkam shemadu b'zavis. It's not that you're allowed to break apart where it's held together, but where the original bond is there, it's cheris, so you can't break that part open. So you can break the part any part of it open. It's not considered a kli anymore. Or it's not considered a kli gomer, so there's no problem with stira. Okay. But you cannot be mechaven lenakva nekev yafa. Who then imatas rosh milamala? So you're knocking off the whole top. Mechaven liyapas hashvira sheitishar oid kli. But you have kavana when you do it to make it a smooth opening that you can re. It's a jagged opening. You can't really use it because you're not comfortable putting your hands in and getting out. You might cut yourself. If it's a smooth top, so a person's comfortable reusing it multiple times. So that's considered a neck of yafa, and that's a tikkun in the kli, and it's a problem. Okay. Fine. Misakim on. It's a problem. Misakim on. I'm a tazer. The marshal. I feel like my neck of who neck of cut. Now we're going to see later on the definition of if the malacha is the opening. So the Gemara says a rule that a pesach is not made lahatz lahotzi is not a pesach. The rice. That the definition of the tikkun. There can be different ways to say the tikkun over here. One of the ways to take another here, you've added an access point into the kli. So you're chayyeh for making the access point. That's a tikkun itself. One you're saying because, well, it's a more usable kli. Another way of saying it. So we focus on the first way. You made this access point, but we said the definition of an access point is made l'hachas l'hoitzi. Now we're somewhat liberal in the definition of l'hachas l'hoitzi. We'll see later on. A person builds he has a lul for his tanner girl and he has a chicken coop. And the it's too stuffy inside, so he makes a hole in the chicken coop. Even if it's not attached to the ground, so it's not a case of binyan b'stira on a karka. It's not attached to the ground. So now that opening will allow air in and allow the bad air out. That's called the hachas l'hoitzi. So the definition of hachas l'hoitzi we're somewhat liberal with, but you need a hole which is the hachas l'hoitzi. Comes a taz over here that this nekev is a problem even if the nekev is a nekev katan shena also lahachz al-hoitzi. It's not large enough to use for both. Gam ken also al-kapotah mi rabbanon. There's still an issue of the rabbanon to have it. It's still an issue of the rabbanon to make this nekev katan. Philip HaKavis Kazushi Ruha. Even in such a weak kli. Then the Taz says further, but if it's large enough that it has lachz lahoitzi, so this din over here, we don't argue that making a neck of gadol in a kli ra'ua is only the rabbanon, because the whole thing is a shracha kli, so you can't be chay for making a kli in the kli, and therefore the chasholim is the rabbanon. So we don't say that. No, this is called a neck of, this is called a din d'oraisa, and therefore. Since that's a deraisa, so we understand why he's the first point that he said. In the neck of a neck of katan, it's also mirabonot. So, because when goes are atu the case, which is deraisa. Okay, much miragro. So we said if it's a kli shalim, then it's also to break it open. Also the shabbat, a time stira, because the problem of the malach of stira. If after by alma came along the search and a chayv el kishu al manas livnas. So with kara, we have another problem over here. Besides the fact that maybe stira doesn't apply to kelim, we say no stira. If it's a kli, it's a kli gomer. So stira is a stira gemura, and your chayv because of stira. But we have a new problem. It's not al manas livnas. That the malacha of soyser is only the malacha, but a person's doing it for a positive, he's planning to reuse it or something. Now the mekabel on the soyser and the chayv el kashu amanas libnus, the idav hachi mekalkalhu, midrabanan miya asa. So we hear to be asa midrabanan. Now. So the Mishabura Bir Agrama, Hiskel Paskin the Sirlahu, the Ain there the Ain Steer Bekalim, Philo Bishoisa, Shvira Bekli Shlem. They argue in the Machaber, and they're making, and they say that even Ain Steer Bekalim means Ain Steer Bekalim. So there's no malacha if a person breaks down a Kli, not Chayiv. That's his opinion. Philo Kishoisa, Shvira Bekli Shlem, even if the Kli is Sholem, it's still Mutter. But if this is the last step in the process of completing and making it a kli, that's a new problem. It's a problem of makom patish. But malacha, boina, and sasha do not apply to kelim. Fine. Then we said, what time is it? You can't break it into, if it's a kli shleima, the problem is not that you're making a kli, even if you're breaking this Israel that's not a kli, you're not enhancing the kli in any way. It's also because of stira. She's a kli. That's a learner. I'm not making an opening which I'm planning to reuse multiple times. It should be a Pesach. I'm just breaking it. Okay. That's case number one. So it's a nekev, but it's a full size nekev. Just it's not l'chazal loydzi. Then achakosa v'ilur busa tvei. Furthermore, afilu nekev ba'alma. Rutzalomer nekev sheno yofa l'pesach. So the chardis will talk to the tibusa. This nekev should have two things to its advantage. Sheno shavra chavis. Number one, he's not breaking the chavis. Begam sheno pesach, and it's not a pesach. Filhaki is a surah, it's still a surah.
It isn't a Pesach and what?
So he's saying two steps. He's saying first step over here is it's a Pesach which is large enough for Hachas Lahoitzi, but his intent is not. He's just breaking it. He has no intent to make this nice, usable, reusable opening. He just wants to get the contents out, and that's all he's interested in. So, so even in that situation, it's still also to break it. Then the Machaber said, "I feel like a Baal is awesome," which over there you don't even have a Hachas Lahoitzi. It's still awesome. That's not considered a Pesach. It's too small, not lahak salahitzi. And he's not really breaking the kli, he's just making a small hole. So I would say, you know, what's the problem? No, it's also. Kosar Raman Perchav Gimel is a nekev, shahu asal hak salahitzi. Person makes a nekev which is made for letting things in and taking things out. So it's chayiv going. Nekev shed belula tarnagal. Let me give an example of this nekev they would make inside of the chicken coop. She also has a haklit sa'ar al hoitzi hevel. It's made to let air and light in and take out the bad air. So it's made lahachz al hoitzi. So that's called lahachz al hoitzi. And therefore, chayim mishum. I'm sorry. Chayim mishum akapatish. That's the Lashon Rama. The problem is Makapatish. Who Shemakol called the Ramalach? What is Makapatish? It's a general phrase which is used. She told us Avim Amalach Azu Shauman Makapatish Alakli B'Shas Gemara Lahashves Akmu Misa. So when he finished the process of making the kli to straighten it out, that's called Makapatish. So the idea of something which parallels Makapatish. It's the last step in the process of making the kli. It's called Makapatish, even though it's nothing to do with banging and the hammer.
No, Mr.
Patterson. Since there's a case which is chayv the right, so there are girls in all, even on holes which are not lahachas al hoitzi. They're only one or the other. The gezeras, he might make a neck which is problematic. So we're going to the period. My mother wants to be here. I feel who lul. She never come to the carca. Bless me, Mishum Boina. I'll see as an egg. There's no problem with Boina because it's not part of the carca. Anyone who's attached to the carca doesn't like carca. By carca, the shear of Boina is called Shahu. So a person goes and puts a nail into the wall of his house. They have something to hang on. It's a Malacha Deraisa. It's Maka Patish. By Kaylee, that wouldn't be true.
So why is that Makam Patash? If it's something that's standard in putting in a house, I understand it's Makam Patash. If it's said of extra person putting up his dominions, it's not found in most houses, certainly not in all houses. Why is that Makam Patash? Not finishing.
So Makam Patash is a very versatile malacha. Anytime you're adding anything, it's called Makam Patash. Even though it's not the final.
So you can be Makam Patash on one item multiple times?
Yes.
An item what?
One item. You can be Makam Patash on one item multiple times. So Rashi actually has. Rashi learns the Gemara. They used, would, after they make the kli, they would put, like, you know, some designs in it. So Rashi says every line that you would etch into the stone is Makom HaPatish for that line. So each line would be another Makom HaPatish. And the Shifra Makom HaPatish is Kol Shehu, so it doesn't take you too much to be over this or Makom HaPatish. Fine. Making this hole, whether he's doing it, drilling it through wood or through metal. Whether he's making this hole, this opening, inside of a keli or inside of something which is attached to the ground. It's all part of Makom HaPatish. Now, the Rambam says, however, so we're making the bar of the criteria of the Yisr very low. We're going to raise it in a second, and it's not so low. But when it comes to Pesach, Pesach and also Lachachos al Hotzi, Ein Chayav and all the Siyos Ad Kan Devar. So this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says a Pesach which is not made Lachachos al Hotzi is not called a Pesach.
Oh, Rabbi Zakum.
So if the Malacha is making a Pesach, it wasn't a Pesach. Now, Lachari, even if it wasn't a Pesach, but I want to hold just Lachachos to get in. I'll deal with getting out afterwards. Right, so why isn't that a Makom HaPatish? In some ways, it's enhancing the cleave. Now, before it didn't have access, and now it has access. Well, it's not a cleave, it's not a passive because it's not the Hafsul Lahoitz. So if the Malacha is enhancing the cleave, it's very hard to understand. If the Malacha is the fact that you've made an access point, it's not that the cleave is the better cleave because it has an access point. The act of making an access point itself is the problem. That itself is a malacha. Which is why it makes sense that in your cleave gerua, which we said there's no binyan, it's not called binyan gemura, it's theory gemura, we're making a neck of yafa, which is a hachzal haitz, would be tied. Why? This is not really an enhanceable cleave to some extent. It's not really enhancing it, because it's falling apart. The answer is you're not chai for enhancing the cleave. You're chai for making the opening. I made a Pesach. So the definition of a Pesach. Makom HaPatish. So the Malach is making the Pesach. So the definition of a Pesach is Lachach Zalhoitz. I can't remember. It's a Gemara that Im Toka Master of a Kursal Litzus Alov Chayiv Shem Makom HaPatish. A person put a nail in that what to hang his things on. Person makes a nekev in the karkabayis, the goal is just let water out. It's not lahachas lahotzi. That is called boina. I think that's the point that he's saying. So now, what time is that? 8:18. There's a Mishabura test. So if you already had a hole, but to expand the hole is also aser. Chiva aser hanafila im ein machiva kolkach she aser lahachas lahotzi ayodu belachi aser kaponim rabbanon. Originally there was a hole there; it wasn't large enough lahachas lahotzi, and you're expanding it. It's still not lahachas lahotzi. So what are you doing? It's aser mirabbanon. Uvashi is kavin. The Rambam said it's only aser if he has kavan. Was the vibe that racked out some machaber? The dafka kishimiskaven laharchim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only a problem if you had kavanah. Oh, any miskaven, if he didn't have intent to be marked, alba gav the habi psikreisha she's rachel al yedei pulo. So even though it's for sure going to happen that he's expanding it, but you didn't have intent to expand it, so that we say no, that's mutter shori. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. I would ask for more gufo. Achakach by Galar Ramo disagrees. I feel im eno mechaber laharchiv is osur im hub secretia. If it's for sure going to happen, it's osur. By litav ze shom b'shem yesharim. One second. Lost my train of thought. So the the Ramah should have said, and yet he should have, the Lashon is that it's arguing. It's not just he's explaining the Machaber. When he gets the final psak, he's arguing. So he should have said some disagree, but he wanted to be clear to people that were going to pass him like that, so that's why he didn't use that Lashon. Let's hold it here. So we're holding right before Sif Katan Yud. Katan Yud is long. So now, just for the upcoming days,